Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
We had a really strong day today in grain futures, mostly here led by the, at times, the beans and at times the wheat. But the wheat futures closed up 3 to 4 cents in Kansas City, 2 to 3 cents in Chicago. The July 2014 closed about 6.32, up a penny and a half. We continue to see strength here as the crop condition report from Monday showed signs of the crop deteriorating. The good to excellent category dropped significantly from the week before. Now, it's so early in the season, a lot of things can happen. If we continue to get rain, wheat seems to be a very resilient crop, and any rainfall going forward, of course, help it out. So there's still plenty of time for that. There's still a little talk in the background of some winter kill from the previous polar vortex storm, where things were so cold we didn't have any snow cover. So that could be another reason why the market's rallying. I think there's a large element to it, though, of just these hedge funds that have been short for so long, getting out of those short positions. And as they buy it, that drives the market up. We also see some buy stops here as the guys have been short. That's pushing the market up. And then you have some moving averages, some critical moving averages we're crossing here, also adding support. Corn and beans, really steady in the corn futures, 2 to 3 higher in the beans.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
In terms of report, not a lot for this Wednesday. We had an ethanol production report released. Ethanol production for the week was down to 6.26 million barrels, and then overall stocks were also down. Just slightly here at 16.739. Probably the more concerning thing is the profit margins in Iowa for ethanol are down for the second week in a row, down to just over 80 cents a bushel in Iowa. So that long term should curtail some production of ethanol, at least for now. Tomorrow morning we'll have the regularly scheduled USDA export sales report. For wheat, we're looking for 500 to 750. Corn, 900 to 1.2 million metric tons. And then beans, 550 to 850. Throughout the day today, you heard talk of possible cancellations of U.S. purchased soybeans and corn out of China. And then probably shifting to South America, which is time of year you start to see that. As the market went up and down, you started to hear that every time it went down, you heard that there were some cancellations going on. But we'll see. Tomorrow's export report will be the next little indicator of that. Hedge funds today, really just big buyers of corn, especially on the front end, big buyers of beans, again on the front end, and then wheat futures as well. So overall, the overall momentum remains strong.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers, February live cattle were up a dime at 139.70, March feeders were down a nickel at 166.92, and February lean hogs were up $1.22 at 86.45. In the grain markets, Kansas City March wheat was up 4 3/4 at 651 1/4, July was up 2.5 at 633 even, Chicago March corn up 1.5 at 443 1/4, and July contract there was down half a penny at 452 1/4. March soybeans today up 3 cents at 1316 1/4, and July up 1 1/4 at 1280 and 3/4. That's a look at today's futures markets. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.